Hi, my name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services and the host of your podcast, The Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. And this semester, I want to focus on some of the resources that we have that you might not have started using last semester, but we definitely want to make sure that you're not forgetting about them as we get into your second semester of your first year, or even if you're a continuing student, making sure that you know about all of our resources. And today, we've got Lisa Ngo from the Kresge Library, which is our engineering library. Lisa, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the university?
Sure. Thanks for having me. My name's Lisa, and I'm one of the engineering librarians at the Kresge Engineering Library. We have two other engineering librarians, one of whom is named Anna Sackman, and the other one is Brian Quigley.
And can you give us just an overall view of the engineering library and what it does for our students?
The engineering library is the primary library that serves the kind of research and instruction needs for the College of Engineering. So most of the students that come to the engineering library are engineering students, but we also get a variety of other students. And we have just, books, services, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
And how do students use the library? Is there anything special that they have to do or a library card that they need?
No, your Cal One card is your library card, and then your CalNet ID and passphrase gets you logged into all of our online resources.
And let's talk a little bit about those online resources. What do you have that students are able to get online?
We have, I can't even count them, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of ebooks. You can access these books 24/7, anytime, anywhere you are. We also have things that you might not expect that the library would have. So we have streaming video, streaming documentaries, streaming music. And then we also have lots of textbooks that you can check out. We try to purchase all the textbooks for all of the classes so that we have them available if students don't want to buy them.
Oh, that's a really nice service to be able to do, because I know those textbooks can get expensive.
Yes, they can.
And so if a student wants to go into the library, what are they getting if they go to that actual physical space of the library?
We're one of the most popular libraries on campus. And one of the reasons for that is we have 5 study rooms that are reservable. You can reserve them using the reservation system on the engineering library's website. Each room comes with a screen that you can plug in your laptop to and a whiteboard. And they're really popular for students to do group work. Students come in and do interviews there. They do webinars. So those are really, really popular rooms. We also have some drop-in rooms if you don't have the foresight to reserve a room, or if you can't get a reservation because they're so popular. And then we also have, we've got some board games if you're just kind of killing time in between classes and you need to take your mind off things. And we also have a nap zone. So if you're really tired and you need to just get a nap in between classes or because your roommates are being too loud the night before, we've got 4 nap pods that are in a very quiet area in the library for you to take advantage of.
And on the study rooms that you have for a reserve, about how many students fit in there?
So there are 4 of them probably fit up to about 10 students. And then we have one that's a little bit bigger that fits about 15 or so.
Oh, so that should definitely take care of any of your group work needs or anything like that that you need to do.
Yes, definitely.
And you've also got tons of tables and stuff to just hang out in there and have a quiet space to study in general.
Yeah, we are I can't say that we're the quietest library on campus.
Okay.
Students do really love working together in groups, but we do have some quiet areas with individual study carrels. So if you needed a quieter area to study, you usually can find something in the library. But generally, we are a little bit, louder.
And if you didn't need necessarily a book, do you have other lending programs of non-book items that students could get?
Yes. So in addition to the books and ebooks and textbooks, our really popular programs are we have laptop lending, so you can borrow a MacBook that runs either Windows or the Apple operating system, the iOS. And then we also have presentation kits. We have chargers for your cell phones. We lend out calculators. Starting this semester, we're going to start lending out noise-canceling headphones so that if you really need a quiet space, you can kind of get that while you're still in the library.
And you know about how long those lending terms usually are?
They vary. So laptops go out usually for about 4 hours, but it depends on where you're checking out the laptop from. And then everything else kind of varies depending on what you're checking out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I should also add that you can check any of those in the library catalog is called OSCE Cat. And so it's just oscicat.berkeley.edu, or you can get to it from the library's website. And you can look up all of those devices, and it gives you the checkout lending times for how long you can have an item for.
And I'll make sure that I have all the links on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu site as well. So if you're finding us through that website, you're going to find all of these links there for you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
What do you hear students' stories about what they like about the library?
The students always tell us they love being able to come to a space where everybody is welcome. Anybody can come in. You don't need to show an ID to get into our library. And, you know, mostly they run into their other students. So it's just kind of a place for them to meet up with people, to see classmates, but then also to kind of study quietly if they just need a space to themselves.
And I know you have some really good hours that you're available a lot of time for these students to come in. Can you tell me a little bit more about your hours?
We are open until midnight most days of the week. And then over the weekends, our hours are shortened a little bit. And so that really actually complements the hours of the rest of the libraries on campus pretty well. Moffitt Library on campus is the one that's open the longest. They're open 24/5, so 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then we are open like 9 to midnight for most of those days also. And then during finals, we open even longer, so students can stay for a little bit longer after finals. And because those hours kind of vary a little bit, we always recommend that people check our website beforehand so that they can see what the hours are going to be for the day that they want to come.
And in order to have those hours, I know that you probably have a lot of student workers.
Yes, the library is one of the biggest employers of students on campus, and so we hire a lot of student workers. We love having our students come work for us, too, so if you're interested in working for the library, you can stop by either engineering or Doe Library, and we have a board that we have library jobs posted, and you can check out which ones you might be interested in.
And do you know if students have to be work-study in order to get those jobs?
Some of them do. Most of them do. And then, but there are definitely also positions that require special skills that where work-study is exempt. So just, you know, check the job board and see. And it's not just for the engineering library. You can work at any of the libraries on campus if you're interested.
And you have a pretty good, I assume, a pretty good working relationship with all the other libraries on campus. Like, you're all kind of one big family then?
Yeah, we have a huge library system. We have 20-plus subject libraries that are around campus, and the library provides so much more than just books and ebooks. So you can go to the Environmental Design Library and learn about artist books. If you're preparing for an interview, you can go to the Business Library and get all this information about companies and industries, and then really get to know the company that you're trying to apply for and who their competitors are. If you want to learn more about the state of California and the history, we have really rich archives at the Bancroft Library. If you want to see these amazing maps that we have just around the world, different kinds of maps, the Earth Sciences and Maps Library is amazing. So there's so much to explore in the library system, you know, outside of your kind of little engineering world, and to learn about and to kind of bring that knowledge back into your studies. It's really fantastic. It's a great resource.
What if a student just has questions about trying to figure out where to find things or what's the best way for them to get this information that they need? How do they do that in the library? What's the best way for them to get help?
They can always come and see me. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. I'm totally here to help you out with whatever you need and to try to help you find your way or to find the resources that you might need for whatever topic you're trying to do research on. So, I'm here. Anna Sackman, the other librarian, is also here, and then Brian Quigley, too. And we are usually here, you know, Monday through Friday, so just stop by the office, and we're always happy to, you know, to just chat or say hi.
And so if we've got some new students that haven't been to the library yet, do you have an easy way for them to try to find you?
We are on the first floor of Bechtel Engineering Center. We did used to have a lot of problems with people finding where the library was, but we actually have a big sandwich board outside now that says Engineering Library, you know, straight ahead. And so just look for the green board on the first floor of Bechtel Engineering Center.
Because there is some doors that you have to go through, and there's this awesome spirally sculpture right outside of it. And so you can look for that. If you know where 230 Bechtel is for Engineering Student Services,
we're right downstairs from 230 Bechtel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to tell us about the library that we missed today, or something that you want to share that you think makes it this really important resource that we have on campus?
I just wanted to say that, you know, the library is so much more than just the engineering library. The university library has our big kind of main Doe Moffitt complex, but then we also have, like, you know, more than 20 subject libraries spread all around campus. Each library has its own character, its own flavor, and it's kind of a fun scavenger hunt if you want to just go and find all the different libraries on campus and visit them all. And then in addition to that, you know, think of the library as not just your second home away from your dorm because we're so welcoming, but also, you know, we're not just there for your classroom or your textbook. We're there to help you kind of learn about anything that you might want to learn about, even outside of your subject area. So you can go to the East Asian Library and kind of get different language texts. We have, the library's just got so many different collections, and Bancroft has archives. It's really, you know, each library is really different, and I really encourage you to go check all of them out.
One of the things I just learned about that I didn't know is you can check out artwork.
Yes, there's a graphic arts loan collection at Morrison Library inside DOE. You can kind of browse their collection online. You can check out artwork for your dorm or your apartment. You get it all semester, and they've got some really, really great works in there.
That is such a great way to, like, spruce up your dorm room or your apartment for a short period of time. You can check out different styles.
Yeah, or if you're just trying to impress a date for a weekend. You can show you have taste in artwork.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate you coming in and sharing this awesome resource that we have for students.
Yeah, and, you know, please, like, come by the library, say hi. We're always happy to chat.
Well, thank you, Lisa, so much for coming in today and talking about the library. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer.